U.S. Met Rebels from Venezuela About Coup Plot by Ernesto Londoño and Nicholas Casey. The Trump administration held secret meetings with rebellious military officers from Venezuela over the last year to discuss their plans to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro, according to American officials and a former Venezuelan military commander who participated in the talks. Establishing a clandestine channel with coup plotters in Venezuela was a big gamble for Washington, given its long history of covert intervention across Latin America. Many in the region still deeply resent the United States for backing previous rebellions, coups, and plots in countries like Cuba, Nicaragua, Brazil, and Chile, and for turning a blind eye to the abuses military regimes committed during the Cold War. The White House, which declined to answer detailed questions about the talks, said in a statement that it was important to engage in a dialogue with all Venezuelans who demonstrated a desire for democracy in order to bring positive change to a country that has suffered so much under Maduro. But one of the Venezuelan military commanders involved in the secret talks was hardly an ideal figure to help restore democracy. He is on the American government's own sanctions list of corrupt officials in Venezuela. He and other members of the Venezuelan security apparatus have been accused by Washington of a wide range of serious crimes, including torturing critics, jailing hundreds of political prisoners, wounding thousands of civilians, trafficking drugs, and collaborating with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, which is considered a terrorist organization by the United States. American officials eventually decided not to help the plotters, and the coup plans stalled. But the Trump administration's willingness to meet several times with the mutinous officers intent on toppling a president in the hemisphere could backfire politically. Most Latin American leaders agree that Venezuela's president, Mr. Maduro, is an increasingly authoritarian ruler who has effectively ruined his country's economy, leading to extreme shortages of food and medicine. The collapse has set off an exodus of desperate Venezuelans who are spilling over borders, overwhelming their neighbors. Even so, Mr. Maduro has long justified his grip on Venezuela by claiming that Washington imperialists are actively trying to depose him, and the secret talks could provide him with ammunition to chip away at the region's nearly united stance against him. "This is going to land like a bomb in the region," said Marie Carmen Aponte, who served as the top diplomat overseeing Latin American affairs in the final months of the Obama administration. Beyond the coup plot, Mr. Maduro's government has already fended off several small-scale attacks, including salvos from a helicopter last year and exploding drones as he gave a speech in August. The attacks have added to the sense that the president is vulnerable. Venezuelan military officials sought direct access to the American government during Barack Obama's presidency, only to be rebuffed, officials said.